Someday is the first day of fall, so today digital media strategist Scott Kleinberg joins us to talk about his twice-a-year digital tune-up. Scott, good morning. I feel like you've been doing these since the internet was invented, but it is important because of the headaches it can prevent later, for sure, huh?
Yeah, good morning, Bob, and it's true. I agree with all of the above. It's definitely been a while doing it, yet every year it seems more important.
So for anyone who hasn't heard you discuss this, say what exactly a digital tune-up is.
Sure. Think of a digital tune-up as cleaning up for technology. So twice a year, I recommend going through some basic steps to make sure your devices, your accounts, your overall online presence are secure and up to date. We're talking things like updating passwords, cleaning up old files, and maybe even sprucing up your social media. So just as we maintain our homes during the seasons, we should maintain the technology that's so central to our lives.
Yeah, everybody needs to hear this. All right, let's start with the tune-up for passwords.
Yep, always a great place to start. I am still shocked, Bob, at how many people still use the same password for multiple accounts, or worse, something easy to guess. So twice a year, it's a really good idea to check if your passwords are secure. Honestly, it's better to do it more often, but let's go with twice a year for the theme. And, you know, that means use strong passwords that are unique to each account. And ideally, you always want a mix of letters, numbers, and symbols.
Right. And what's your advice for making, creating and remembering strong passwords easier?
I would say you could consider a password manager. There's many options. Modern browsers already have them built in, which is great. Apple's latest software update, which just came yesterday, has one built in. It has a new app called Passwords, and I'm actually still testing it out as we're talking right now. But password managers create and store strong, unique passwords for each account, so you don't have to remember them all. So it's not only a time saver, it improves your security tremendously. And if you're not ready for something like that, like a password manager, just be sure to write down your passwords, but you have to write them down in a secure place and make them unpredictable.
Yep. All right, what's next on your list?
Next, I would say let's tackle software updates. So check all of your devices, your computer, your phone, even your smart TV. You don't think about those things. For software updates, and these updates often include important security fixes. So keeping everything up to date is essential for protecting against cyber threats.
That makes sense. And what about all the stuff we store on our devices, photos, files, apps? Should we be clearing those up too?
Absolutely. Over time, our devices, they get cluttered with all those old files and apps and photos that we don't need anymore. Sometimes we take multiple photos of the same thing. So go through and delete the things you no longer use. It not only frees up space on your device, but it helps your devices run faster. And if you've got important files, make sure you're backing them up. You can, I mean, in an ideal world, you do that both to the cloud and to an external hard drive.
Yeah, and good to do that before you're told or there's some warning about no more space. So this is digital decluttering, right?
It is exactly that, digital decluttering. I like to describe it as the digital equivalent of that junk drawer in your kitchen. It's so full that you can't open it, and a drawer that you can't open is helpful to exactly nobody.
Scott, let's get to social media presence now and how that fits into your digital tune-up.
Sure. So as we know, social media is more important than ever. It helps us stay connected with family, friends, and everything else. So you want to take a moment to update your profiles. Things like adding a new profile picture, updating one that could be years old, and checking your privacy settings, and maybe even freshening up your bio. It helps to keep your online presence current, and it's also a good reminder, the privacy settings part, that is, who can see what you're posting.
What should we be looking for when we check privacy settings?
Great question. Remember that privacy settings control who can see your posts, your photos, and your personal information. So you never want to overlook this. You want to make sure they're as tight as you want them to be. So maybe you only want close friends to see your post, or perhaps you've accepted too many friend requests in the past from people you don't really know. Now's the time to review that kind of stuff.
I bet a lot of people never even look at those settings, don't you think?
I think there are a lot of people that just hit accept because they think it's okay, and then years later they're wondering who these people are, and there's just so many things, it's overwhelming.
Yeah. What about our email accounts? Should we be doing anything with those?
Oh, definitely. Email's a big one. You want to go through and, you know, get rid of those newsletters and promotions that you no longer care about. It'll help to declutter your inbox. It'll make it easier to spot the messages that are important. And also, consider archiving old emails instead of deleting them. That's a way to keep your inbox tidy without losing information you might need later.
If you archive, though, doesn't that clutter things up? I thought you need to delete, no?
Well, you need to delete to save space on your device. But when you archive something, you're moving it to a separate space from trash, because a lot of email programs will automatically delete your emails after 30 days. Mm-hmm. Archive will save them, and then you can decide later, do I really need this thing from 15 years ago? And if you don't, then you can go in and delete it from the archive.
Yeah, we have a couple of questions about that we'll get to in the Genius Bar in a minute. But before we wrap up about this, Scott, anything else we should think about during the digital tune-up?
Yeah. I would say if you're using any online banking or shopping accounts, now's a great time to review your credit card and your bank statements. I know that goes offline into something, you know, on paper or online, but you want to look for any unauthorized charges, because it's here that you realize you may have some sort of problem online. It's also a good time to think about updating any security questions on important accounts. You always want to make sure those are not too easy to guess. It's like a password. And also remember that what we're talking about here, none of this has to be overwhelming. It sounds it at first, but think of it like a routine checkup. You go to the dentist twice a year. You get your car service when you need the oil changed. A little attention can make a big difference in your digital life. And I'm telling you, once you make it a habit, it gets easier every time.
Yes, good to know all of those things for sure. Let's talk for a minute about some sweeping changes just announced by Instagram. What's going on here, Scott?
Yeah. They're implementing these new teen restrictions. And this is not the first time that we've heard of them trying to help teenagers be more healthy on social media. But that has been something that parents have been talking about. And we've been hearing about it in Congress on both sides of the aisle. It's been years where there has been pressure over child safety. So these new teen account settings, it's called teen account, it's a really dramatic effort, and it's aimed to protect young users from dangers on the platform. And it basically will make millions of teen accounts by default private and restrict what kind of content those users can view on the app. And there's tools for parents who are able to watch and see what types of things their teens and young children are searching for. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that is a really key issue here is this all has to do with honesty. If someone goes online who is 15 years old and says they're 20 years old, none of these are going to matter. Yeah. So while this is a step in the right direction, it's going to take more than just implementing a new fancy feature to make a difference.
For sure. More to do there. For the Genius Bar, a couple of questions here connected to what we were talking about. Bob, please ask Scott on Instagram, does hiding sponsored ads help to reduce the number you get, the number of ads that you get?
We get some really good questions here. That's a great question. I would say this. It will hopefully reduce the number of ads you get from that advertiser or that type of advertisement. But as far as overall frequency, no, it's not going to change the overall number of ads. That's because anything you do on Instagram and by extension Facebook, because it's owned by Meta, is going to help the algorithm learn about you. And that means that if you no longer see that particular type of ad, you'll see a different ad in its place. So one of the things I will tell you to do, though, is go to your settings and look under the ad settings, because there's lots of options under there to control things. You could say, I don't want to see ads from X advertiser or X type of advertiser. Maybe not exactly what you were asking or hoping for, but it's definitely a great place to start.
And when I saw this text, I thought, yes, I think about this all the time. Is it safe to unsubscribe from an email? What happens when you unsubscribe? And when I get junk mail and then it says you can unsubscribe, I always think if I click on that, it doesn't really unsubscribe me. It's going to lead to more junk. What do you think?
We could spend an hour talking about this. That's how important this is. So here's my answer. Safe is a loaded word, and here's why. If it's a legitimate email from a reputable place, like a newsletter or a weekly coupon from a store that you know, go ahead and hit unsubscribe. That is going to be a safe thing to do. But if it's an email where you're questioning the validity, the source, something that pops up that you're completely unfamiliar with, and it just happens to have an unsubscribe button, that's where you want to resist the urge, because what you could be doing is you could be confirming to the sender that your email address is active, and that will encourage them to send more spam. It's a trick.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, what you do is move the email to the junk folder on the email program you're using. You can set up a rule that says any email from this address should go directly to my junk folder or directly to trash. Those are extra steps. But to your point, Bob, about the safety of hitting the unsubscribe button and wondering what's actually happening behind the scenes, if it's a true legitimate source, I don't worry about it as much, still a little bit, but not as much. But if it's from a source I don't know, I don't know what that unsubscribe button actually does. It could say unsubscribe and be something completely different.
I thought so. Scott Kleinberg, appreciate all the good advice. Talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.